Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Arizona Tragedy and Marriage. Our scripture verse is taken from the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 15. Has not God made them one? In flesh and spirit they are His. And why one? Because He was seeking godly offspring. This week our nation suffered a terrible tragedy in Arizona in the shooting of an American congresswoman, along with innocent bystanders, including a 9-year-old young girl. What has this got to do with marriage? Lots. You see, as we learned more about the shooter, we found that he was a godless, mentally ill young man. And we don't know much about his upbringing, but we do know that it was not one that produced a loving, God-fearing citizen, but rather a young man filled with a hateful and delusional superiority complex. One of the primary purposes for marriage is to produce godly offspring. Obviously, there was a failure in this case, as there are in too many cases, even in Christian homes. This is precisely why we must reaffirm our commitment to the institution of marriage and give ourselves fully to one of the primary purposes for which marriage was given, to produce godly offspring. Our children must see our love for God demonstrated first in the way we love each other as husband and wife. The way we treat each other will either validate or invalidate the Christian message we try to teach. Fathers must lead the way to train our children in the way they should go, and it must all be done out of hearts of love and compassion. Now, I know that's a tall order, but with God's help, we can do it. Or we will see too many tragedies like that in Arizona in the days ahead. We must renew our commitment to one of the primary duties as parents, and that is to produce godly offspring. So a question for both of us today: how are our children doing in their spiritual walk? And a prayer for both of us: Lord, grant us the wisdom, the power, and love to work together as a team to produce godly offspring.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the loneliness behind.